Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's the weekend, so we might as well have some fun. The reason why I thought of how to teach you guys how to annoy your coworkers, and I'm really good at it. Oh, my gosh. I'm annoying Jason right now. Right, Jason? I am such a pain in the butt. But there was a medical story. This is why I got the idea. Apparently, our deodorant can be bothering our coworkers because it's polluting office air. They even say if you peel an orange. I love eating those little cuties or tangerines. If you peel an orange, it could bug your coworkers. Apparently, it emits monoterpenes that mix with the ozone to form particles that can then affect the lungs. And they say volatile organic compounds released by breathing were found to linger. And so our lingering terpenes cause headache, cause people to feel fatigued. And so I thought if you didn't wear deodorant and you had, like, major BO, that would, like, annoy your coworkers. But apparently your antiperspirant or your deodorant could bother them. They say elevated levels of indoor air pollutants or stale air can cause fatigue, irritation, airways, and headaches. So we want to provide better air quality. We've talked about plants. I have an article. I should really repost that. I have an article on what plants help clean the air. Because Dr. Deuce, who came on the show a few times, taught me that there's a lot of plants that clean up the air. So, you know, but that's not what we want to talk about. I want to talk about how to, on purpose, screw with your coworkers. Because some of them really, really need it. Some of them really, really need to be bugged. And I'm not saying, I mean, you know, okay, what bugs me, I got to tell you what bugs me. What bugs me is when somebody takes credit for something I do. I hate that. I'm like, wait a second, that was my idea. That's what what? And I hate when somebody takes credit, you know, because then you look like a jerk going, wait a second, he's wrong or she's wrong. That was me, you know. But there's ways to get them back, okay? Or if you have a whole slew of coworkers, what do you do if you really want to, like, get under people's nerves? Like, let's say you're about to quit. Don't do this if you like your job. But if you're really ready to quit and you just want to mess with everybody, Thought Catalog comes up with these. Okay, so first, they say, you could do a soft cat meow every 2 hours. So, while you're in your cubicle, you could go, meow, meow, and you could do that, and that would annoy people. Oh, another thing you could do is upload files to, quote, my butt. Somebody installed Cloud to Butt on their coworker's PC. So now you could change the word cloud to butt so the person looks like they're uploading to the butt. I think that's funny. One person said that they move everything on their coworker's desks slightly to the left every day. Just kind of move things over. They can get ticks. I like that. I don't like this one. For rectal use only. For rectal use only stickers. So my guess is like the glue stick and things like that. That's not nice. That could probably get you like a Title IX or something. You can't do that. Abusing the reply all feature. Reply all to say thank you. I'm sorry, I love that. I'm in an email thread right now with a whole bunch of people, and I reply all because I don't want to look rude, that I want people to know that I commented back on that person's nice comment, so I reply all so they don't think I was rude, but now I've been, like, replying all, like, 17 times, so, yeah, reply all. Pretending you... Pretending you can't read. Pretending you can't read is a good one. So your boss gives you something and you're like, I can't read it. I'm sorry, that's funny. Misspelling their name in an email. If you, like, you know, it's Bob and you do boob. So you email them and you misspell their name. You incorrectly correct their pronunciation. So I thought it was hilarious. All right. So like somebody saying I want a beignet, right? Like a French thing, and you call it, no, it's called a beignet. Oh my god, I love that. Okay. Adjusting the keyboard rest. Ghost in the disk drive. Every time you walk by, you accidentally hit the button, so it keeps opening up. Every time they leave their desk, click the disk drive button. They suggest put a Russian dwarf porn file on your coworker's computer so it looks like they access that. I want to do that. Click lock. Every time you walk by your coworker's keyboard, click the caps lock key. the door trick. Okay. You pressure everybody in their office, in the office, to have an open door policy, but then you very ominously keep closing your door. I mean, this is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Plant evil questions in their lectures or tutorials. So, like, they're about to give a lecture or something or a tutorial to a group of coworkers, and you have something evil in there. always telling the time. Okay. Like, somebody going... Just sit at the desk going, it's 10:57, or it's 2:45, and you just keep doing that. Drumming on the desk is another one. We just sit there and drum on your desk. When you ask your boss, make your boss your Google, so you ask him how long it is a drive to the nearest Walmart or something like that. I think that's funny. The falling pen cup. One person said these to mess with a coworker who was always rude, and she would rearrange her pen cup so that the moment a pen was taken out, the thing would fall over. They did that every night for about 2 weeks. Oh, changing times on the microwave. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, yeah, microwaving your food at like 10 in the morning when people know it's 2 hours to lunch. Yeah. And then mystery post-it notes. Like, you put a post-it note saying, finish that project. And you're like, what project? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I tell you, that last segment gave me the gigglies, so sorry. A lot of people like to go out for brunch on the weekend. And some of these places in Vegas that have popped up are fantastic restaurants. And I look around, and I see women at these tables ordering these multicolored, are they called mimosas? The ones that have champagne and fruit juice? And some are red, some are cherry-looking, some are watermelon-looking, some are orange and yellow, and then champagne-colored. And you look, and you're like, okay, oh, those are beautiful. And you're thinking to yourself, wait, it's 11 o'clock. And you're like, but they look so good. And yeah, why not? I can never have a drink during the day because I'll get a headache or I'll get tired. To me, it's a waste. But apparently, a very, very big trend right now is these brunching DUIs, where we're seeing a lot more drunk driving during the day. Now, it used to be, you know, because I've lived in Vegas for years, decades. It used to be, you know, people would be in a casino. It's dark in the casino, so you have no idea that it's daylight outside. And so you think it's still nighttime, and you're gambling, and you're playing, and you're having fun, and you're drinking. And then all of a sudden you realize it's 10 a.m., and you're driving home, and you're drunk. So that used to be where we would see a lot of our daytime DUIs. But now there are people just going out for brunch. Brunch is a big thing. And I got to be honest, I would rather go out for brunch than dinner sometimes because of I'd rather burn off the calories. If I'm going to have a really good meal, I'd rather do brunch and have a good meal than, you know, dinner and getting fat. So there's this tendency to making brunch your going out dinner sort of thing. So alcohol.org did a study where they looked at 1,000 men and women about how often they consume alcohol during the day and what typically happens when they do. And I guess the average daytime beverage is champagne, beer, then vodka, and then tequila. Vodka and Red Bulls are big. That's why I think vodka's up there, because a lot of people have a vodka and a Red Bull in the day. Nighttime is more of your wine drinkers. You don't really see people drink wine in the morning. So wine is number one at night, then whiskey, then hard cider, and rum. Hard cider? But then rum came in four. So champagne actually makes you more giddy. It apparently has a higher alcohol content than you think, and you absorb it quicker, so you get more boozy. Vodka also is pretty hard. Tequila, I cannot imagine having tequila. I mean, a tequila sunrise, I get how that looks like a breakfast drink, but it's not. But beer is the one that people are like, I mean, beer, the thing is football starts at 10 a.m. where I live. So 10 a.m., if, you know, it's a game and you're going to a party, 10 a.m., there's going to be beer. I don't like the 10 a.m. games. I really like watching, you know, Sunday night football, but it's, you know. So they say men were 12 percentage points more likely to daily drink on a daily or weekly basis than women. Average number of drinks a day consumed. If you were at a restaurant or bar, you drink about 3 to 4 drinks. At a friend's family or home, they drink about 5 or 6 drinks. At a hotel or resort, about 6.2 to 6.8. At a stadium, 6 to 7. Now, again, I understand a game could be about 3 hours long, whether it's hockey or football or whatever, but 6 to 7 drinks is a lot. Concert venue, anywhere from 5 to 8.5. At the beach, anywhere from 6.2 to 8. Men obviously drinking more than women. Now, why do men drink more than women? Most of the alcohol, the people that have had major alcohol issues that I've seen in my practice were women. But why overall men? Well, it could be that, you know, some women might feel a little guilty because, you know, they got to watch the kids. It's like, well, you know, there's a lot of things preventing them from, you know, drinking when they want to. It could be, you know, different stressors. I personally think a woman's life is just, if not more stressful than a man's. But, you know, maybe, you know, if a lot of women are, let's say, you know, homemakers and they're, you know, more around the kids, it's kind of harder to drink. I don't know. But, you know, men just seem to, you know, have more risky behavior, it looks like. And I think we need to study that more. I really can't stand when you see these, you know, stereotypes of, well, men do this more than women. I mean, yeah, the studies show men do more, but I just want to know why. You know, is it because it's a guy thing, you know, to drink beer? Is it a guy thing, you know, where, you know, you have to have a beer if you're going to watch a game, even if you can't stand the taste of a beer? They say the South tends to have the most day drinking. Then came the West, Northeast, and Midwest. Preferred drinking at night. Midwest preferred to drink at night the most. Then came West, South, Northeast, really close. Of course, men more than women. Average number of drinks consumed per day. Oh, this is interesting. Average number of drinks consumed by drinking preference and casual sex experience. If you drunk alcohol during the day, you really wouldn't have casual sex unless you drank about 7.3 drinks. 26% had casual sex while day drinking. Drinking at night, 56% had casual sex while drinking at night. So obviously alcohol.org is trying to, you know, remind us that the more you drink, the more you're at risk of hookups. Top drinks of daytime hookups for those people that hooked up, a lot of them were drinking rum. Then came beer, whiskey, vodka, wine, champagne, hard cider, and tequila for the day. For nighttime, it'd be vodka, beer, rum, whiskey, tequila, wine, and hard cider. And now, who was the hookup? Was it a friend? For daytime, yeah, it was a friend. Then came a stranger, 30% of the time, an acquaintance, 24% of the time, a coworker, 7% of the time, and a date, 6% of the time. Well, that's because you really don't go on a date that much during the day. But if you drank at night, your nighttime hookup was most likely a stranger, 31%. Then a friend, 27%, an acquaintance, 26%, a date, 12%, and a coworker, 4%. So they go into a whole bunch of different things. Who had the most severe hangovers? That's what we want to know. People who drank wine seem to have the most severe hangover. But how much did they drink? About 8 glasses, small glasses. Vodka came next. They had about 8 glasses. Champagne, 67% of the hangover. They had about 6 glasses. Beer, 64% had a hangover. Beer doesn't seem to have as much of a hangover than others. Whiskey, tequila, and then rum. All right. And then have they interviewed people and asked, have they driven under the influence after day drinking? 71% said no, but 29% said yes. And the ones that said yes had about 6.8 drinks. Have you driven under the influence after drinking at night? 57% said no, 43% said yes. How many drinks were consumed? 4.5 drinks. Now remember, if a woman drinks one drink, that's enough to get her buzzed. It could even get her enough to have a DUI. But we roughly say no more than one drink for a female, no more than 2 drinks for a man. But to be honest, they've done studies and found you could be over the limit just with that 1 or 2 drinks. So, you know, it was a very, very interesting study by alcohol.org, and it was very revealing that, you know, people drink. And those are people that count the drinks. You know, we talk about, like, wine glasses. An average wine glass is a lot smaller than you think. But people drink out of goblets, you know, or when people go out for brunch, you know, they get these big, huge fish bowls and there's ice and there's fruit and sangria and straws and umbrellas in them, you know, but there can still be a pretty big alcohol content. And then alcohol kind of makes you more hungry, so then you order more, then you want more, something more salty. And then when you eat something more salty, you want something more to drink. You know, restaurants, you know, everybody says, well, restaurants cut the alcohol. Not always. If a restaurant wants to make money, and I know this because I bartended for some period of time, when a restaurant wants to make money, you know, be more liberal with the alcohol. I mean, honestly, you are making so much money on the alcohol as it is because a, you know, $20 bottle of Jack will, you know, make you hundreds of dollars, you know, if you're only pouring a shot at a time. But, you know, if you're more liberal on the drinking, people are happier. They may tip better. I mean, you don't want them too drunk where they don't pay the bill. But I wonder if the rules have changed. You weren't allowed to go into the drunk person's wallet to take your payment. I wonder if you could still do, if you could do that now. Where if somebody passes out and they didn't pay you, if you're allowed to go into the wallet and take the money. I wonder how that, you know, or take the credit card. My guess is you still can't. So anyway, guys, be careful. You know, we're coming up on the weekend. Fantastic, you know, brunch specials out there. Fantastic, fun drinks. You know, alcohol is where restaurants make their money, so they're going to be pushing the brunch drinks. So you need to be careful. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the number of vaping illnesses has now jumped to over 1,000. Death count at 18, although I could swear I saw a report saying it was at 19. So, I mean, the numbers just keep coming. On the latest, the CDC said there have been 1,080 confirmed and probable cases in 48 states and one U.S. territory. So far, the death count is at 18 in 15 states. Now, the average age of patients is 50 years old. Now, the ages of the patients range anywhere from 21 to 71 years old, but the average is 50. Now, as you know, the first illnesses occurred in late March. I'd like to correct this media outlet post and say the first reports came out in March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. 70% of these patients are male. Approximately 80% of the patients are under 35 years old. 16% are under 18 years old. The median age of the patients is about 23 years old, ranging from 13 to 75. So these are people that are sick, not dying, but still could be at risk for death. You know, people have asked, why did all this start in March? Is there a new product on the market? Well, that's something that the CDC looked at. Because if all of a sudden we have these reports of people dying, it was, well then, okay, what just came out on the market that people are doing, that they didn't do in February and didn't do in January? But again, what we're thinking is that there were cases, it's just if they weren't reported. Or if nobody got the history of if there was vaping, you know, then, yeah, then it won't be reported. So I don't know if something happened in March, but my guess is, it's been something that's possibly, when vaping exploded in terms of popularity, it's been in the last year or two. And so maybe it just got to the point where people smoking it over, you know, 6 months or a year, because a lot of these people weren't just first-time vapers. So maybe that's what happened. It's just people smoked it long enough to start having illness. So according to the CDC, Robert Redfield, director, says the increase in number of lung injury cases we see associated with e-cig use or vaping is deeply concerning. Unfortunately, this may be the tip of the iceberg when it comes to escalating the health threat this outbreak poses to the American public, particularly youth and young adults. The CDC will continue to work with FDA, state health partners to investigate the cause or causes of this outbreak and to bring an end to those lung injuries. Now, lately, they've been saying that it looks like a chemical burn, very similar to mustard gas. Almost looking like World War I, right? Chemical weapons affecting the lungs is how it's starting to look histologically. When we look at the lungs, people are having severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. Now, the average person out there is like, okay, well, why are we still vaping? Why can't we ban the products? Let's just get rid of the products altogether. Well, the problem is we just don't know if it's a product. You can't tell Juul to go out of business if none of these are Juuls. The officials have not identified a particular electronic cigarette, a particular vaping device, a particular liquid, or ingredient. Most who got sick had vaped product containing THC, which is the more psychoactive component of marijuana, but that's about the only link they have. So you can't tell a company in America in this day and age to just go defunct when people could be vaping and hurting themselves because they're using some bootleg, you know, something. Now, federal consumer watchdogs have ordered Juul and five other vaping companies to hand over information about how they market e-cigs. Because, again, you know, these companies are really under fire. And the announcement Thursday comes from the Federal Trade Commission amid this nationwide crackdown on e-cigs. Because, again, where we are allowed to pursue these vaping companies is when we are trying to get them to stop marketing to kids. And so you can't, you know, there's legal battles that are going to ensue. So you can't just tell a vaping company these vaping illnesses are your fault. But what they can go after them for is if they market it to kids. And if there was any proof or email or something where they were like, oh, kids will like this, boom. That's how the FTC can get them. So basically, they said they want to better understand vaping sales and promotional practices, including e-cig giveaways, online influencer programs, and marketing on college campuses. Now, they said those techniques are also at the center of several state and federal investigations into whether Juul's early marketing efforts sparked the surge in teen vaping. I honestly, kids vape because they saw older people vape. There were cool, yummy colors and flavors and all that. That's why kids vaped. Now, San Francisco, as you know, announced it would stop advertising all of its small vaping devices. I believe they're just stopping all vaping, or Juul announced they were going to cease advertising. Federal law prohibits tobacco companies from numerous sales tactics, including giveaways, sponsoring sport events, advertising on television, radio, public transportation, and billboards. E-cigs came out, actually in 2007, they say. They really weren't that popular until all the flavors and all the new sleek looks came out. Isn't that crazy? E-cigs have been around. Electronic cigarettes have been around. But it wasn't until certain companies that knew how to market them. You know, Juul was a marketing genius in terms of coming up with that sleek look and, you know, pushing the flavors, etc. Unfortunately, they say one in four high school students have reported vaping in the past month, and those are kids admitting it. So imagine there's even more. And, you know, in terms of advertising onto college campuses, I have a problem with that because the average college student is not really addicted to cigarettes. So then why are you promoting your product? You know, getting people who weren't even going to smoke to start taking a nicotine is addictive. And so if that's what companies were doing, is advertising to non-smokers, that is a problem. And then, you know, they should be liable. So Juul is a privately held company and it controls 70% of the U.S. retail market for e-cigs. And now, experts are still debating, even now, that e-cig smoke could be less dangerous than tobacco. Here's my problem. You didn't see people dying that quickly of a cigarette. So I'd venture to say they're as, if not even more dangerous. But that's just me. But they said histologically it looks like chemical burns. According to Mayo Clinic, they looked at 17 patients, 13 men and 4 women, that were all vaping nicotine or marijuana products. 70% more had the marijuana products, and they looked at something that looked like a toxic chemical spill happened in the lungs. These chemical injuries is where the cells die. Then your body has to clear the debris, and that process of clearing the debris and the cell death and scar tissue, unfortunately, prevented air exchange. And they think that's how some of these people are really getting sick. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye to Diane Carroll. Diane Carroll had a long bout with cancer, and she was 84 when she passed, and she was the first African-American woman to star in her own TV series. She was also in Dynasty, but her first major television assignment was starring as the middle-class single mother Julia in a 1968 sitcom, and was praised for featuring an African-American in the title role. And again, this was 1968. The series ran for 3 years. It was a trailblazer in terms of, you know, more visibility of African-American characters on television. And she had won a Tony for the musical No Strings, and the role had actually been written especially for her. And then she was also featured in supporting roles like Carmen Jones, Porgy and Bess, and I think she won an Oscar for the 1974 romantic drama Claudine. Beautiful, very, very talented woman. We aren't exactly sure what type of cancer she had. I'm sure that'll be revealed, but unfortunately she passed away at the age of 84. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back for break, this was very interesting. Mark Zuckerberg had an interview, a question and answer Facebook live stream. And as you know, he's like worth like what, $66.6 billion? He said nobody deserves to be a billionaire. And I find that interesting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So, you know, a lot of us look at the rich as, wow, okay, do they really need that much money? And why don't they share it? Now, I'm not saying, you know, that's something that we all think of. I think there's a lot of people on the right saying, no, you know, the rich don't have to share. A lot of people on the left, I think, also believe that, too, you know. You know, if you win the lottery, does that mean you have to share with everybody? Again, we're not communistic. We live in America. So you could be on the right or the left and not really agree with that statement. But part of us will see what's going on in this world. And we go, you know, $100 could help that person so much. And then you see somebody with $66.6 billion. And it's very natural, no matter where you stand on the political aisle, to go, you know, I wonder if there's some way to make it less unequal. So Mark Zuckerberg said during a Q&A on Facebook live stream on Thursday that billionaires don't deserve to have that much money. He had been asked to respond to recent comments made by Senator Bernie Sanders that billionaires shouldn't exist. Again, Bernie is very, very left. From what I understand, he's doing okay. It's we'll have to talk about that in a second, too. Now, Mark Zuckerberg is the fifth richest person in the world. But he said he agreed with the Democratic presidential candidate. The Facebook CEO said he didn't have an exact threshold, but admitted no one deserves to have that much. So his take on billions came after he was asked to respond to comments by Bernie Sanders. Zuckerberg said, I understand where he's coming from. Sanders announced last month a plan to tax the nation's wealthiest households, saying it will generate more than $4 trillion over the next decade, and substantially reduce billionaires' fortunes. Again, that shouldn't be your goal. The plan unveiled by Sanders seeks a 1% levy on households worth more than $32 million and proposes tax rates that would increase for wealthier people up to 8% for $10 billion plus fortunes. He said, we are going to take the billionaire class, substantially reduce wealth inequality in America, and stop our democracy from turning into a corrupt oligarchy. See, okay, this is how I think. Okay, we might look at the inequality thing and scratch our heads, whether you're conservative or Democrat. But I don't like the idea of forcing. I don't like the idea of government taking away. What I would almost rather see is suggestions for donations or tax breaks. So, like, for example, if a billionaire like Mark Zuckerberg can build a school for the blind, all right, he's good. Let him do that. Leave him alone for a little bit and give him some good tax breaks for that. If another billionaire can donate some new roads in, let's say, Los Angeles, he could have his name on the roads, etc. That's good. I think, see, what I don't like is money just being given to the government. Because we don't know who's getting it and how they're getting it. And, you know, are people in Congress getting free lunch and, you know, free airplane rides, etc.? I would rather, if Mark Zuckerberg was going to donate some of his money, rather than it going to the government, I would rather see it go to the kids or to a hospital or to the roads or schools. And so I guess, you know, it's not a, you know, the Republicans have a tough time convincing people that the rich should be able to keep their money when you have a lot of people that go $66 billion. If he donated $1 billion, he'd be still worth $65 billion. But you can't do that in America. You can't take things away from people that they earned. And you don't want to lose that drive of people making money. You want people to make money. And Zuckerberg, from what I understand, does donate a lot. But I want to stop short of saying having the government ask them or mandate that they donate to some cause. But what I would rather do, because I can't stand mandates and I can't stand government stepping in and ordering, what I do like are huge tax breaks for people who are charitable. The more charitable you are, the bigger your tax break. Now, the government will never go for that because they want the taxes. They want the money. But, you know, I, as a constituent, would think that would be really, really cool. I think in Las Vegas they're trying to build a school for the blind. If Mark Zuckerberg could give a few million dollars to do that, wow. Wow. And that would be on his own without somebody ordering him to. I'm fine with then him having his billions of dollars. It's none of my business. He's doing good. Didn't Brad Pitt try to build houses and homes, you know, in New Orleans? You know, so a lot of these rich people do give back. You know, do they do it for the press? Do they do it because they feel guilty? Do they do it for the tax breaks? I don't know, but I don't care. As long as some of that money is able to help unfortunate people, I think it's pretty damn cool. But once we start forcing it, once we start mandating it, that's a problem. Because, you know, rich people still have a bottom line. They still have, you know, it's not as simple as him owning, having that much worth. You know, a lot of people, I remember looking at my net worth once, and I was like, no, I don't make one-tenth that much. But when they looked at, well, you own a house, and you own a business, and you own a practice, my net worth was higher than I think it really should have been. Because I was like, but I don't see that money, and I'm still cutting coupons, and I'm still worried about month to month. So, you know, he doesn't have $66 billion in the bank. Okay? But still, even if he only had $1 billion, that's still a hell of a lot of money. So, you know, what do we do? How do we, you know, when somebody has that much money, and a drop of that can do so much? Well, one is many of them do have a charity. The Gates Foundation has done that too. But, you know, what frustrates, I think, the government is, you know, the Gates Foundation, they, I think, are very, very supportive of, you know, condoms and preventing STDs and spreading AIDS. That's a fantastic cause. But people don't, the money just doesn't solve the problem overnight. You know, we want to think that if somebody donates money, then good, that problem's fixed. And then Zuckerberg could donate over here. Steve Jobs' estate could donate over here. Epstein's estate could donate over here. You have all these people donate over here, and all these problems will be solved. Not entirely. There's always new problems. There's always. You know, I've worked with a lot of charities. I've done lots of charity work. And, you know, you do something good, you raise money, and then the next year comes around, you need money again. Sometimes that money doesn't even last the year. Now, with Bernie Sanders, from what we understand, they're now saying he suffered unstable angina, which is not necessarily a heart attack, but it's on the way to a heart attack. So it was two stents where he was losing blood flow to the heart, and so he ended up, they ended up putting stents in to one of his arteries to keep it open. Now people are asking, is he well enough to run for president? And many people are kind of hesitant on donating. They might support him. They might want Bernie Sanders to run, but they're hesitant on giving money. Right now, if you had to bet, if I don't think in our sports books in Vegas we have presidential bets, but if you had to put any money on who would drop out of the race first, Biden, Elizabeth Warren, or Sanders, it would be Sanders. Because, he's 78 years old, and, you know, if he has unstable angina, or he's at risk for a heart attack, you know, he might not have that longevity. Well, when you're asking for people to spend thousands of dollars for your campaign, might not happen. So this was really bad news for his campaign. And I told you, most everybody wants him running, even Republicans, because he really kind of, you know, puts a light on, you know, left-leaning, you know, policies and socialism and things like that. So it helps the right. It helps the left because it pulls from the other candidates. And so, you know, all the way around, people want Bernie Sanders in the race. But I don't know if he can hold on. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.